There's an old saying that women are capable of doing everything men are, but are often forced to do it backwards and in high heels. It's 2022 and things are changing gradually, but beauty standards for women are stubbornly entrenched. That's especially true for female politicians. Just ask Massachusetts Congresswoman and Assistant Speaker of the House, Catherine Clark. She recalls her decision to stop coloring her hair.
In 2015, I was a busy member of Congress. I spent my time traveling weekly to Washington, D.C., and crisscrossing the district for community events. Things were busy at home, too. My kids were 11, 15, and 17. My mom was suffering from Alzheimer's, and my dad from a debilitating stroke. My life was chaos. Something had to give. So I decided to stop coloring my hair. The effort it took to color my hair every 3 weeks was an easy time saver. I wasn't sure I'd like it, but it felt like a practical and personal decision. Was I wrong? My new look quickly became political. Supporters pulled me aside to ask if I was ill. Surely that was the only reason I decided to age myself. People told me I wouldn't be able to pass legislation, that I was throwing away my reputation, and most confounding, that I would no longer be taken seriously. I couldn't believe it. All because I had stopped coloring my hair? It was a painful reminder of just how ingrained traditional beauty standards are in our culture, and the double standards women face. America has been led almost exclusively by gray-haired men for more than 2.5 centuries. But as a woman, my career seemed to be hanging in the balance because I had decided to go au naturel. The narrow definition of acceptable hairstyles for women reflects a broader culture of sexism, ageism, and bigotry. I'm 7 years into the decision to go gray, and contrary to the many warnings I received, my hair hasn't stopped me from winning re-election, serving my constituents, or being elected as the Assistant Speaker of the House. As the pandemic shuttered hair salons, more and more women have chosen to go natural in their hair color and style, and I'm in awe of our growing squad. We are redefining what's beautiful, acceptable, and powerful. Like so many other reckonings brought on by the pandemic, women are reclaiming their time and power and calling out inequities they face, from our broken childcare system to wage inequality to reproductive rights. The inequities that are built into our economy are born out of the same systems of misogyny that tell us how to wear our hair. Your hair should be whatever makes you feel happy, strong, or beautiful. Wear your decision with pride. It's a challenge to the notion that women should be anything other than equal and empowered.
Catherine Clark represents Massachusetts' 5th Congressional District and is Assistant Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives.